Hello. I know it's unusual for me to knock on your door at the inn this late, but there's something I really wanted to talk to you about before our battle. May I come in? Thank you. It's still hard to believe that after all these years, we're finally raiding the Red Dragon's lair. That we can finally put an end to all the misery and fear he's been spreading throughout the kingdom. Scared? You think I'm scared? Come on, it's like you don't even know me. Stop giving me that look. Fine. I might be slightly afraid. Who wouldn't be in a situation like this, but I've already accepted that some of us could die tomorrow. Even with all the help and allies our group gathered and all those magical artifacts, we are still fighting against the odds. I'm well aware of that. I guess dying as a hero isn't the worst death a warrior like me can get, though, is it? Having your names sung about in bardic songs throughout the land and all of that. But what about you? You are still so young for a wizard, and I know you have so much you want to study and get to know about. Are you sure you want to take this risk? We are all together on this, huh? I see. It's good to hear that. Still, this is not what I came here to talk about. I'm just a little apprehensive with the entire situation, and I think I started rambling a bit. What I actually wanted to say is, I wanted to ask you something. And it's not the type of question you would expect to hear from me, so be prepared. As you certainly have noticed by now, I usually wear my armor all the time. The cleric likes to say I'm too paranoid. I prefer to think that I like to be prepared for anything. The point is, now you are seeing me here, wearing only my sleeping garments. Do you think I look less scary like this? I mean, without all the metal plates and the sword that's bigger than the average person. You never thought I was scary. That's really sweet, but you don't have to lie to make me feel better. I overhear people talking about how they are afraid of me all the time. Also, I know I'm a very big woman, and a bit of a brute as well. I have this very big scar on my cheek from that time when that orc slashed me with an axe too, and you get it. I'm not the most pleasant look in general. Beautiful. Me. Do you really think that? I don't know what to say. I'm okay. I can't keep this a secret anymore. Our party has been traveling together for years, yet each day that passes I can't help but notice you more and more. How intelligent you are, the way you are always so focused and dedicated to your studies, but at the same time so kind and always glad to help anyone in need. How each time I'm sure we are completely doomed you come up with some crazy plan and use your magic to save everyone's ass. Every time I see you talking about magic, even though I can't understand a single word, you look so happy and excited that I just sit there, quietly admiring you. I'm completely in love with you. Honestly, I don't know when I started feeling like this. I try to think back and I can't remember a single day since we met in that tavern near Baldur's Gate that I wasn't in love with you. For the mercy of Tyr, will you say something? I know this is a lot, but I really had to tell you before tomorrow. I can't stand the possibility of never seeing you again without confessing my feelings first. I'm sorry if this is too selfish, and it's completely fine if you don't feel the same for me, really. After all, I'm aware I'm too tall for a woman and too bulky, and my arms and legs and waist are too thick, and I'm not the most feminine person out there, and... Wait. What did you say? Lean down. All right, but why are you... Does this mean you feel the same? Wow, I... Never mind, just come here. The whole time I've been thinking you'd never be attracted to someone like me. Why haven't you just told me before? Things could have been so much easier. Oh. I see. You thought I would never feel attracted to you because of our size difference. How ironic can life be? Well... You should know that it doesn't matter that you are fragile, or how small you are compared to me. Actually, I really like that. You look so vulnerable. But at the same time, you exude an air of power and mystery and makes me crazy for you. Believe me. Everything about you makes me feel things that even the most potent magic couldn't. We have even traveled throughout the plains together, and I can assure you that you are the sexiest person in all of existence to me. And now, you're finally mine. I can pin you up against the wall like this and kiss you as much as I want. It's been hard not to notice that since I lean down to kiss you, you keep taking glances at my breasts. You're not as subtle as you think. I have to admit that you are looking very cute when you're embarrassed, but you don't need to be ashamed of that. I guess my breasts really are pretty big without being squished under all that armor. And I never said you wanting to look at them was a bad thing. Actually, if you like them so much, why don't you untie my shirt to have a better look? So you like seeing my bare chest, despite all the scars? I'll take that as a yes. You're usually so full of complicated words, but now you're speaking less and acting more. I love that. Ugh. Your hands feel so good on my body, and I've wanted this for so long. I've wanted you for so long. Keep touching me with those warm hands. I'm going to kiss this beautiful neck of yours while I do it. You don't need to be gentle, you know. Yeah. The way you shiver and squirm every time I kiss your body, it's so charming. And since I'm already half naked, it's only fair that I get to see your chest too. You have such a gorgeous body. It feels so good to rub my hands on it. And you know what the best part is? It's mine. Sorry, I just love reminding myself of that fact. I was thinking to myself here, there's an advantage in you being so much shorter than me. Your head reaches up to my chest, so... Yes, I knew you'd figure it out. Clever man. Oh. Your mouth feels so good on my nipples. You can probably feel how hard they all are already. It's because of you. And I can feel my legs dripping wet, too. Oh, I said I was crazy for you, didn't I? Unfortunately, I'm not the only one here getting worked up. You're almost bursting out of those poor pants. Fuck. Do you know how tempting that is? I was seriously thinking about ripping the rest of your clothes off right now, but there's something I need to say first. I've always been a strong woman. And the type that likes to be in control. Use aggressive means to get what she wants. You know, all of that, of course. But deep down inside, I've always had this desire to have a man I loved just... and just give myself to him. Serve him. Let him do whatever he wants to me. Is that too odd? I'm glad you don't think it is. Do you think we could try that? You certainly are the man I love, and I really want you to make me yours, so... please, take off the rest of my clothes and do exactly that. Can you feel how drenched my inner thighs are? I'm not exaggerating about that. You're putting your fingers inside me now. What a tease you are. Fuck. You want me to do something, of course, I'll do anything for you. You're a naughty little wizard, aren't you? You don't even have to ask twice. I'll just take your pants off. Get down on my knees and... I think I'm too tall for this, even after kneeling. All right, I have an idea. Why don't you sit on the bed? It's a pretty tall bed. I think it might help. Yeah, it does. And now I can... Oh, yes. I needed this. I really needed this. This amazing cock. To feel it throbbing in my mouth like that. Oh. I hope I'm doing it good enough for you, Master. Sorry. Can I call you that? It's just that it makes me feel some things when I do some very good things. I bet you love that, right? Having a strong woman like me on her knees for you, calling you her master, so eager to please you. Licking the tip of your cock, taking it deep inside her throat. You are so delicious, Master. I wish I could keep doing this forever. Stop. But no, I mean, if that is your wish, I will. Are you using magic to bend me over the bed? I don't know if you needed to do that, but I'll gladly submit to your spell, Master. Being under your control makes me even more into it, to be honest. Are you gonna fuck me now? Only if I beg. Well, you got into the whole domination thing a lot quicker than I expected. Maybe you always had a hidden thing for that, too. Please, Master. Please. Please fuck me hard. A big woman like me can take it all, so please. I need your cock inside of me. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm completely yours now. I'm completely yours, my body, my heart, they're both yours. Please keep fucking me. Oh my God, it feels so good. You don't know how much I fantasized about this, about you taking the control away from me. I spent so many nights thinking about belonging to you. And now I finally do. Harder, please go harder, I beg you, please. Please be as rough as you can with me. Fuck you, grabbing my ass. Do you like how thick my thighs are, Master? You keep looking at them with fire in your eyes. Talking too much. What do you mean? Wait, what are you doing? Shit. I didn't even know you could use a mage hand like that. I'm sorry. Sorry for disobeying you. You're pulling my hair too. And squeezing my tits. Fuck. How many of these can you summon? I can't hold back anymore. I'm already wet and horny since the first time you kissed me in this.
This is too much. I'm getting closer. I can feel it. Are you close too? I love you. I fucking love you. Please come in me. Come with me. I want to feel your come inside of me. Please, master. You definitely took that a lot further than I expected. That was amazing, really. More than I could even imagine. Are you sure it's not a dream? I've shown you a side of me that no one has ever seen before. I know I'm normally so rough and confident, but when I'm alone with you, I get shy and apparently a bit submissive as well. I always thought I would be so embarrassed if you ever saw me like that, but I don't. I just feel so happy. Come here, darling. Be my little spoon and let me cuddle you for the rest of this night as we prepare for what's to come. No, what I said earlier about dying like a hero, I think I've changed my mind about that. We'll still fight, of course, but I'll give my every last bit of my resolve to ensure we both survive. I will survive for you. And please make sure you'll survive for me. I'm certain we'll have more than enough gold from the dragon's hoard to retire from adventuring and live a happy life together. What do you think? You can still have your studies. And we can travel around Faerun together and just appreciate the good parts that we never could before. I know this may be asking too much, but really, I'm so glad. And we can have many more nights like this one, of course. We do need to rest, though. I'll hold you tight and run my fingers through your hair like that until you fall asleep. It's so lovely to feel you snuggled up on my chest and under my arm. Actually, it's even kind of funny, knowing that at one moment you are making me moan and scream like that, and right after that you're here. Like a little boy using me as his big pillow. I just want to protect you and make you happy, my dear. That's what I've wanted for all this time. I love you, my little wizard. I really, really love you.